your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition and Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Okay, take your Bible, shake it all about, and let's make our statement. Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. Just as the sap flowing through the branches of a tree, of the vine, it'll cause the fruit to produce in your own life. The Holy Spirit in us, Christ in us, me in Christ, same DNA, same, I'm an heir, a joint heir. God sees me as He sees Jesus. Everything's flowing out of me. I'm telling you, there's a bountiful harvest coming. You've got to get this stuff. Prosperity and healings and miracles and signs and wonders and peace and joy and wisdom. We've got it all in the midst of the tribulation. It can be going crazy all around us. People can be getting sick all around us. Amen. I'm not gonna. No. Oh, no, you're tempting fate. I can't stand when people say that to me. Don't tempt fate. What are you talking about, tempt faith? Rather, you test faith. Amen. Test faith. Stop tempting fate. People are so quick. Ooh, those are the people who don't walk under stepladders. Okay. And so remember Mark 11:23. I don't know what happened there, but Mark 11:23, if you can get it for me, please. Says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you will have whatsoever you sayeth. I've got to acknowledge the fact that when I speak to a problem, it's going. I've got to acknowledge the fact, I've got to respect the fact that it's not me, it's Christ in me. I'm acknowledging who's in me. And I'm saying to that mountain of debt, you're gone. And I cast you into the ocean. Amen. Amen. So what is the secret to powerful faith? It's when we see our identification in Christ. You've got to see who you are in Christ. People don't know who they are. And then we've got to acknowledge what we have in Christ. And then our faith for what we believe in God for will cross the finish line in Christ. You know, I don't get sick. Why? Because of Christ in me and me in Christ. I acknowledge it on a daily basis. By the stripes on His back, I'm healed. And then people get sick around you, and other people who don't know this get scared to be around people that are sick in fear they'll get it. That's not faith. You're not in faith. You talk the good talk. Now you better walk the big mouth walk. I love you guys. I also wouldn't tell you what I'm telling you the way I'm telling you. That one was for Vince. Okay, just leave it there. Okay, so he says, focus on those things that are in Christ. And if I focus on the things in Christ and I acknowledge I'm healed. I acknowledge I'm prosperous. I acknowledge all the blessings in Christ are in me and I'm in them. And I'm in the position of the highest place of authority together with Christ. And I acknowledge that the devil's under my feet and I've got the authority over him. And I acknowledge I can cast out demons. I acknowledge I can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. I acknowledge that God will supply everything I will ever need in my life. I acknowledge He causes me to triumph every single time. I start to acknowledge it. I start to live it. I start to act as to who I am. And not who the devil tells me I am. Just because you lost one doesn't mean you lost the war. Many people lose battles, but you don't have to lose the war. Get up. Reload. 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 And get back in the game. Get back. Get off the bench. Go, 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 team. Rah, rah. Come on. Do you have any of those pom-pom girls? What do you call them? What are they called?
Cheerleaders.
I'm being like a cheerleader today. Come on, rah, rah, rah. We got this. We can do this. Get ready, get ready. Come on, we got to be. Woo. In conclusion, and then we're going to make some confessions. In conclusion, Philippians 4:8. Finally, believers, talking to you, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute. Who does it sound like? Jesus. Everything about Jesus is honorable and reputable and worthy of. Listen, he says, if there's any excellence, is there any Jesus? Of course there is. If there's anything worthy of praise, should we pray? Of course we should. Think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. God wants you to acknowledge the good things. He wants you to stop acknowledging the bad things. Can you say amen? The Message translation says it like this. It says, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. All I've got to do is focus on Jesus, and you'll get all those things they're telling you to think on. By acknowledging every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus, you will cross the finish line. I'm telling you, you've got to stop your mouth. You got to close it up. Pray Psalm 141:3 over your life daily. Set a watch, Lord, upon my mouth and keep the door of my lips. You got to pray that daily. And then when thoughts come that, oh, I'm getting sick, he says, take them captive to the obedience of Christ. What is obedience of Christ? He took a whipping on his back so I could be healed. Amen. My goodness. Okay, I'm going to give you some in Christ realities. Are you ready? You want to stand to your feet? This is a prophetic declaration for 2019 going into 2020. 2020, can you believe it? A week ago, I remember the year 2000, we were scared the world was going to stop spinning. Remember that? Aeroplanes were going to fall out the sky. Remember that? It's now 20 years later. My God. Okay, I want you to repeat after me. And I want you to say it with feeling and faith. Amen? I'm going to give you in Christ realities. And I've got scripture for every one of these. Every single one. But this is personal. I want you to make it personal today. Can you do that? All right, let's go. Say, in Christ, I am a child of the Most High God. God is my Father. Heaven is my home. My name is in the book of life. I'm a righteous child of God. In Christ, I am not a loser. I am a winner. I'm not a sinner. I'm a saint. I have been forgiven of all my sins. In Christ, condemnation and guilt be gone. Fear must flee. Doubt is out. In Christ, I am alive. Through Christ, I can do all things. With Christ, I am more than a conqueror. In Christ, I am the head. I'm not the tail. I'm above only. I'm not beneath. I'm blessed coming in, and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in the field, and I'm blessed in the basket. In Christ, God's grace and favor is upon me. It surrounds me. It girds me up. It goes before me. It leads me. It directs me. It guides me. It encamps about me. It opens doors for me that no man, no demon can shut. In Christ, I have miracle working power on the inside of me. The same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in me. The same God that anointed Jesus has anointed me. I house the power of God. I house the Holy Spirit. I house this miracle worker. And greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. He leads me. He guides me. He directs me. I hear His voice. In Christ, I have a priestly anointing which removes burdens and destroys yokes. My Lord is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. My bloodline is not cursed. My bloodline is blessed. In Jesus, there is no generation curse. In my heavenly family tree, in Christ, I prophesy, decree, and declare into my future and the future of my loved ones. I speak to dry bones. I command them to live. I speak to dead vision and decree they will resurrect. I speak to sick bodies and declare them healed. I speak to lack and want and proclaim more than enough. I speak to addictions and prophesy freedom. I speak to lost souls and command the enemy to loose them. In Christ, I prophesy the fulfillment of my destiny and that of my loved ones. I decree good and not evil into my future and the future of my children and my children's children. I declare godly focus, and my calling and election is made sure. In Christ, I prophesy your restoration, increase, growth, strength. I decree a year of humility, love and honor. I declare a year of action, advancement and manifestation. I declare in Christ what He's stolen from me, the devil, I get back sevenfold. In the name of my Jesus, my Lord and my Savior. Now give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise God. Praise God. I want you now that you know who you are. And I've got scripture for every one of those, and I could have gone for another 2 pages. I've got scripture for all of those. Those of you that know who you are in Christ, stretch your hands towards these prayers. I want some leaders to come around you and lay hands on these prayers. We're going to pray now that these prayers get answered because of who we are and because of our position. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, every prayer request that is here, in the hundreds, we pray, Father God. We pray right now from a position of authority in Christ Jesus, seated in heavenly places. We're praying with authority at every one of these prayer requests. And we thank you, Lord, that every one of them is answered in the name of Jesus. Everyone that lines up with your will be answered in the name of Jesus for healing and jobs and bonuses and witty inventions and ideas and all the things that have been prophesied today will come to pass in all of these prayer requests in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we thank you. Children are being saved. Parents are getting together again. People are coming back home. We call it done in the name of Jesus by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost in each and every one of us in Jesus' name. And everyone agreeing said, amen.